This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Yes, hello, and a high five to you for making a strong audio-based decision here by turning up for the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast. It's a world full of robots, it's got music and robots. Thank you to everyone who introduced us to a new robot friend today. Two of them are going to be facing off in Arnold Goldberger's Insult Club, and we'll also be chatting to the other one in Robot's Friend. Also, thank you to everybody who sent a song title suggestion for this week. So just to get you up to date, if you're brand new to this podcast, every week we get you to send over some robot friends and also some song title ideas, which our good friend Katie turned into real actual music, which we all enjoy at the end of the podcast.
I have heard this week's has a Pokemon inspiration.
You would have heard correctly, Robot. I've heard this on the grapevine as well. So find out at the end of the podcast to see if your song was chosen. So, Robot, we better also reveal which of the suggested robot friends we are going to be meeting today. So, drum roll, please. We are going to be chatting to Lily's robot, which is the GamerBot 400.
GamerBot 400 sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome, doesn't it, robots? And the things that we need to know about GamerBot 400 is that its superpower is that it can go to different realities. Interesting. I'm interested in investigating these different realities. That sounds like that can conjure up some audio-based fun. However, word of warning, don't mention Lego, or he will summon TNT and flint and steel to blow your house up. Wow. Well, you know, that is very important that we don't mention the word Lego. Do you hear that, Robot? Has that gone in your brain? Don't mention the word Lego.
Why are you telling me this?
Because, Brainiac, it was you who almost killed us last week by chatting cheeseburgers to the robot who said that you weren't supposed to say cheeseburgers to, you know.
I said what I said.
Well, just don't say Lego this time, please. Just please don't say Lego, because I can't be dealing with the stress of TNT and stuff. Understood?
Yeah, quit keeping on at me.
Good. So let's chat to GamerBot 400.
Hey there, have you heard about my robot friend? He's metal and small and doesn't judge me at all. He's a cyber wire bundle of joy.
So here we are with the legendary GamerBot 400. Welcome along, GamerBot.
Hey, I am the GamerBot 400.
Well, welcome along to the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast, GamerBot 400.
I can take you to wonderful alternate realities.
So we've heard, GamerBot, so we've heard.
For example, Minecraft reality.
Ooh, that sounds nice, isn't it?
Among Us reality.
Among Us reality? I've got enough trust issues as it is. I don't think we need that.
Roblox reality.
Roblox could be fun, couldn't it, Robot?
Pokemon reality.
I'm up for the Pokemon reality.
Grand Theft Auto reality.
Hey, come on, it's a kids podcast. We don't need any of that. We don't need any of that, Mr. GamerBot 400. This is a family podcast. What do you reckon, Robot?
GamerBot 400, I have a question.
Right, Robot, before you say anything else, I just want you to think, okay? Just think before you say anything.
What do you mean?
Just make sure you don't say the word that you're not supposed to say.
What can't I say?
Just making sure that you don't ask a question or say anything stupid with Lego in it, like,
no.
Unacceptable word has been uttered. Danger. Summoning TNT, flint, and steel. Explosion will commence imminently.
No, that was your fault this time.
No. You
were the one who said it.
You put it in my brain like a brain blister, because you were looking like you were going to say
it. You can't pin this one on robots.
Yeah, but you... Oh, man. Oh, this is bad.
You said the bad word.
Yeah, but you kind of... Oh.
This one is on you.
Yeah, okay, right. But first of all, where is he summoning these TNT things from? And there's flint and steel. I don't even know what half of this stuff.
You messed it up.
Oh, stop having a go at me. Like,
that's wrong.
We just need to think what we're going to do with all this stuff, because I don't want them to blow up my house. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just don't know what we're going to do here.
Pull his batteries out.
Pull his batteries. It's always with the pulling the batteries out with you, isn't it?
Well, we'll just have to run.
That's your other idea, is it? Pull his batteries out or run.
Run away.
We're going to have to run. You are kidding.
Send everyone to Arnold Goldberger's himself club and we can run away.
This is ridiculous. Right, we're going to... I can't believe we're going to run away. We're going to run away. Here's Arnold Goldberger's Insult Club.
I like to dip and daddle with my robot friend. He's smart as can be and emotion free. And he's computed his way to my heart. My robot friend.
Welcome to Insult Club. Got an old score to settle? Get down to Insult Club. Two opponents insult each other until Arnold Goldberger decides a winner. The rules are as follows. One insult per round. No swearing. No mom jokes. Let's meet our competitors. Introducing first, Baby Robot.
I am the Baby Robot. Where's my mommy?
And his opponent, Percy Cheese Bot.
I am the Percy Cheese Bot version 9. I am 8 can squirt squirty cheese from my fingertips. Pow pow.
Let the insults begin.
I have seen Cheese Beast that has a higher IQ than you.
Silly doo-doo head.
Oh! Looks like it was buy one, get one free at the Bad Robots Factory.
Oh! You sound better with your mouth closed.
Oh! I just googled cool robots. You were not in the search results. Oh!
Time to see two people verbally duke it out. I've been Arnold Goldberger. Peace.
Well, here we are, stood outside the house. It is a bit cold out here now. It's October. We shouldn't have to be doing this. I didn't even have time to get a coat.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, I don't know, robot. We've got a robot in there summoning TNT blocks, and who knows what's going to happen.
Do we go back inside and check?
Well, that seems like a bad idea to me. That's like running back to a lit firework. It just seems like a massive no-no.
So what do we do?
Well, why don't we just give it to... Oh, my... Oh, no.
Our beautiful house.
Our beautiful house? My beautiful house?
So many cherished memories.
Now it's just ash. Right, you better call the robot fire department robot. Well, I've got an idea. Why don't you come up with a place, a new place for me and Robot to live? Why don't you design a new dwelling? Now this robot has blown up our house. Why don't you come up with a nice new house for me and Robot to live in? Leave your thoughts in the review section. Tell us what's in the house. Are there any cool rooms? And tell us what is going on and what kind of place that this house is. Is it like a tower block? Is it a castle? Is it a mansion? Is it a cottage? Or is it like a shed or something? You tell us in the review section, please, along with a cheeky 5 stars. I'll tell you what I need to cheer me up, Robot, and that's a song from Katie. It is time once again for the main event of today's podcast. Please put your little putties together and give a nice round of applause to Katie.
Hi. Oh, it's so nice to be here. How you going?
I'm good. I've seen that you've given the jet a new lick of paint.
I have. I just thought, you know, it's really nice to make something look a bit more sparkly and interesting. It's just fun, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, it does. When we saw you flying in and the sun was kind of twinkling off the outside, I just turned to Robot and I was like, I bet Katie's painted that.
I did do it on purpose, yeah.
And it does look fabulous. It does look fabulous. Welcome along. What were the inspirations behind this week's song?
Well, Mr. Pigman has suggested, I know, right? It's his name. I mean, it might have nothing to do what he, she, they looks like, maybe just a given name. Mr. Pigman has suggested Brilliant. My Cat is Evil as their song title.
Oh no. What do we think? So if the cat's evil, what do we think about Mr. Pigman? I'm guessing he is the hero of his internal story.
Yeah, I don't know what the cat thinks of Mr. Pigman, but it sounds like a cry for help, certainly.
Maybe in an alternative universe, the cat is actually submitting songs to a podcast that it enjoys, saying, My Evil Pigman.
I hope the podcast is called The Podcast.
Yes, I also hope this as well. And were there any kind of musical vibes that went into this one? I've heard rumours that there's a Pokemon vibe.
Well, I was listening to Pokemon theme tune just before I recorded this one, so there might be some low-level influences going on.
Well, yeah, there doesn't seem to be enough Pokemon on this podcast. Maybe some sort of robot Pokemon influence should be brought into this.
I'm 100% up for that happening.
Excellent stuff. So we've got the evil cat. I'm excited, and I'm also Mr. Pigman. I hope you're sat comfortably as well, because I feel like this is going to be great. So let's give a nice big warm round of applause for My Cat is Evil.
My cat is looking into the dog. What does he see? He's always plotting, secretly spotting how to destroy me. I'm just relaxing on the sofa and watching my favorite show. He digs in his claws, does silent roars, freaks me out about something I don't know. To bed to sleep. I wake suffocating. He's on my face waiting for me to stop making a peep. My birthday brings me a present. He's been playing with it for a while. It's a dead mouse that he found in the house, and he's waiting for me to smile. What other plans does he have? Does he want world domination? Total devastation. My cat is evil. My cat is evil. Can't tell what he's planning, but I know. My cat is evil. My cat is evil. And
that is it from the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast this week. Please make sure you leave yourself a nice little review if you have had a nice time. Make sure you tell your friends and also smash the 5 stars and the subscribe button so you do not miss a single episode. Remember, we're asking you to come up with where me and Robot should live since our house got blown up this episode. And also make sure you tell us what song titles you'd like Katie to turn into actual music as well. That's it for this week. We're going to have to go and find some... Well, I should have asked if we could crash at Katie's tonight, because it's a bit cold. And can't go a week before our new house. We'll have to find somewhere to live, robot. So thank you for listening. We'll be back next time. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.